comes before even.
So before we have understood, should we share, or as soon as we understood, we should share? What should we wait for understanding and internalization for sharing? Not necessarily. Just recently, I wrote a Gita Daily article that in bhakti, to talk is also to walk the talk. People say walk the talk, you know, but in bhakti, to talk is also to walk the talk. Because talking is also an element of bhakti. Shravanam kirtanam. Kirtanam is also bhakti. So, it's only that the problem comes when we put ourselves on a very high pedestal. You know, if I'm talking some philosophy that I've heard or read, but if I'm talking with others as if they are ignorant and I am enlightened, that is the problem. But if I'm just doing it in the mood of sharing, I relish something, I want to share it with others, then talking itself can enhance more contemplation on the subject, and that can also help us appreciate it better. And quite often it's only when we speak on a subject that we come to, you know, many times when I hear a class, I feel, hey, I understand this, but then when I start speaking, how is this point connected to this point, you know, how does this flow from here to here? So quite often speaking also stimulates deeper understanding, or sometimes even forces deeper understanding, because we realize the gaps in our understanding. So it's not at all wrong to want to share what we have heard. It's just that if we put ourselves in a superior position while sharing, then it becomes a problem. Now I'm going to tell you a point which you have never heard ever before in it. Okay, it may be true also, but I don't have to speak like that. And especially if they're senior devotees, you know. If devotees are far more senior, you have never heard this point, I'm going to speak that. That makes it appear as if, you know, I am portraying myself as very learned. So, and usually we do this in the association of devotees who like it. If somebody doesn't feel, if somebody doesn't sound, seem very receptive, then don't share it with them. If there are devotees who like to hear Krishna Katha and we share it, then it will be mutually beneficial for both. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.